Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today's short thought from God's Word, I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to read to you verses 50 through 53. Check this out. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. Now, David and Goliath, we all know the story, and many of us have heard it from the time we were little children. And for most people, the story ends with the sling and the stone and when the giant falls down before that little shepherd boy. Yet the biblical text tells us that the story didn't end with the sling and the stone. David took Goliath's sword to end the story. Now, to be honest, the text is a little unclear as to the exact cause of death for Goliath. If all we had was verse 50 of 1 Samuel 17, we would think that David killed the giant with a sling and a stone. If all we had was 1 Samuel 17, verse 51, we would think that David knocked Goliath down with the stone, but killed him with the giant's own sword. But look, in the big picture, it doesn't really matter. David hit Goliath in the forehead with the stone from a sling, and then he cut off his head with the Philistine's own sword. And there is some spiritual significance in the use of that sword. Later, David wrote this in Psalm 57, verse 6. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. In the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. You see, God loves to use the devil's own weapons against him. But we also notice that David made certain the enemy was dead. Look, we can't play around with our spiritual enemies or with our sins. We must kill them dead. And then, with their greatest soldier dead, look at what the Philistines did. It says there, when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now, wait a minute. Back in verse 9 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, they agreed to surrender to Israel if their champion lost. But when Goliath was dead, they went back on their promise. It's not a surprise. We should never expect the enemies of God and his people to live up to their promises. But the soldiers of Israel pursued and defeated the Philistines. David's example gave them great courage and faith in the Lord. David's victory became their victory. And he killed the giant. They joined in the battle, won the victory, and God was glorified. Now, dear brothers and sisters, can you see our champion? Our champion is Jesus Christ, the Son of David. He defeated the giants of sin and Satan, and then he invites us to share in the victory and to join the battle. We thank God for our champion and his victory, which becomes ours.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.